Hotel Riviera by Elizabeth Adler. Read by Carrington McDuffie. Disc 1.
For DJ and Jeff Cooper. Chapter 1. Lola. It was late September when I first met Jack Farrar, on one of those balmy, soft-breezed south of France evenings that hinted summer was finally over, and though I didn't yet know it, it was a meeting that would affect great changes in my life. My name is Lola Laforêt, and yes, I know you're thinking I must be a stripper. Everybody thinks that. Actually, what I am is chef and patronne of the Hotel Riviera, and I used to be the much more normal Lola March from California before I married the Frenchman. But that's a long story. It's been 6 years since I welcomed my first guests to the Hotel Riviera, though hotel is far too grand a title for this old villa. It's a casual, sand-between-the-toes, cool-tile-floors kind of place. There are just 8 rooms, each with tall French windows opening onto a terrace spilling over with bougainvillea and night-scented jasmine. You'll find it on a spit of pine-covered land off the Ramatuelle Road near Saint-Tropez, down a long sandy lane shaded with umbrella pines and alive with the chirruping of cigales. We have our own little private beach here, with sand as pale as platinum and soft as sugar. And in summer, it's dotted with marine blue umbrellas and sunny yellow loungers and the golden tan bodies of our guests. Small children run in and out of the lacy wavelets.